want to go. You know I'll leave you. You're one fine, fine thing.
The jazz scene was a very different one when Dee Dee Bridgewater was starting out, appearing as a featured vocalist in the early 70s with the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band. That put her in fast company, the kind that gives a young singer the grounding that can sustain a career for decades. She continues to keep alive the legacy of Ella, Sarah, Billy, and others, and she's in Waikiki performing through the weekend. We asked her how a listener is supposed to know these days just what a jazz singer is.
In fact, I don't know what makes a jazz singer anymore. I really don't. Because a lot of younger singers are being called jazz singers, and I just kind of scratch my head a bit. You know, what a jazz singer was for me is a singer who was able to sing a melody, to kind of play with the timing a little bit, and then to improvise on the melody, either singing the lyric or doing what has developed to be known as scatting.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there are a couple of young singers that I think are really moving that definition forward.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it kind of seems like if you're a little bit outside of pop,
yeah,
they're like throwing it, giving it a jazz name. I mean, you know, it's very strange. I think that what is happening is, you know, with the fast technological changes that we have going on, with music being able to be streamed and to be uploaded off of the internet, it's just created a whole new playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And so the record companies are beginning to go by the wayside. There are very few that are still standing. Everyone is trying to crunch those numbers. So I think that everyone is trying to put people out there, give them some kind of label, and hope that it sticks. You know, and hope that that person is going to be able to move forward with that label that they've been given. And that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, and you know, the unfortunate thing about that, Dee Dee, I think, is that the labels are more about commerce than art, right?
Yes, it's exactly about commerce.
And that doesn't have a whole lot to do with art. And at the same time, when you were coming up, and I'm lucky enough to have heard you very early in your performing career,
mm-hmm.
It was there were mentors, there were examples around. There was a lot of person to person teaching,
right,
of the art. Is that what it was like for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was when I was coming up, I think I came up in probably what could be called a golden era, you know. So I started in the 70s, and you know, jazz singing in the 70s was really exciting. Because a lot of the singers, and we could even look at some of Ella and Sarah's recordings in,
yeah,
the 70s, we were flirting with taking pop material and giving it a jazz flavor.
Right.
And then I was part of, you know, the kind of young upstarts who were trying to incorporate other rhythms and other musical styles and genres together to create something new in jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And so I became part of, excuse me, what were called, you know, jazz fusion artists, because we were trying to fuse other styles,
yeah,
with the music. But the base, the root, was still this kind of traditional jazz singing,
mm-hmm,
you know, a la Sarah, Ella, Billy,
sure,
Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the list can go on. Betty Carter. Betty Carter, I think, was quite a pioneer. I think that part of the problem also today, Chris, is we have less venues to showcase talent.
Yeah.
There are fewer jazz clubs. There are what is starting to come up, spring up a lot, are jazz galleries. So gallery spaces that become performance spaces in the evening. So we've got a few of those that are happening now, and that's kind of exciting. And otherwise, it's just there's kind of an underground movement that I've been told about. I don't know what's really going on in this underground movement, but apparently there are some spaces. I'm thinking in New York, this is where I've been told, where musicians and singers go to perform, and they're not really called like jazz venues or clubs or something like that.
Well, in a way, that's going back full circle to the birth of bebop when a lot of that happened, and or the loft scene, you know.
This is true.
The music's got to, it will find a place to go because that's, you know, the drive is there. And Dee Dee, when I was trying to get at with the whole comparison to a singer and a horn,
mm-hmm.
is that vocal improvisation is a very disciplined thing. It's not this American Idol singing a bunch of notes that may or may not have anything to do with the key.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That it's a real craft, and that's what I think we're both sort of concerned about seeing kept alive. Yeah.
Exactly, and I do agree with you on that. You know, but it's a hard career.
Well, it's worked for you, right?
Well, it's worked for me, but what listeners may or may not know is that I left the United States. I moved to France, and I had moved over there to do theater as an actress, but I was able to start singing and to start doing small theaters all over France, and then, of course, that spilled into Europe. So I've developed a very strong European following so that I'm able to work all the time if I want to, and I don't have to necessarily be in the United States. You know, I've started to do these clubs in the United States for myself, but also just to try and help support the clubs, because as Chick Corea had shared with me when we were riding in a car together in the 90s going to a jazz festival, he said, you know, that it's our responsibility, we who have reputations, to go and do the jazz clubs, to help the jazz club owners so that younger musicians and singers have a place that they can go.
Dee Dee Bridgewater, jazz vocalist, is performing at the Blue Note Hawaii through Sunday, and you can find out more about her on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Lick down, lick down, lick down.